The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 6. Why So Much Death in the Old Covenant? For modern readers, the Old Testament's sacrificial system can feel unsettling. The sheer scale of animal death, lambs, goats, bulls, birds, over centuries is hard to imagine. And yet for ancient Israel, these sacrifices were not grotesque spectacles. They were the rhythms of life, the visible reminders that life is sustained only through death. From Eden to Calvary, God has been teaching one unshakable truth. Life always comes through death. This reality was so obvious to all ancient peoples that every civilization of old, apart from Israel, performed numerous sacrifices to appease their gods, and often in much more violent, grotesque ways. Death from the beginning. This principle appears as early as Genesis 3. After Adam and Eve sinned, God clothed them in garments of animal skin, Genesis 3:21. The text doesn't describe the moment, but it's inescapable. An animal's life was taken so that humanity could be covered and protected. From the start, God wove the reality of unavoidable death into the story, not punishment in the PSA sense, but life given to preserve life. Every sacrifice in Israel's history echoed that first act of covering, a relentless system. The Old Covenant sacrificial system was relentless by design. Daily offerings, weekly Sabbaths, monthly festivals, annual holy days, and towering over them all, the yearly Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, when the high priest entered the Holy of Holies with blood, first for himself, then for the people, and even for the sacred space and its items. During major feasts, the numbers could be staggering throughout the land, as we've previously seen. Imagine the sight, the sound, the smell. There was no escaping the fragility of life or the necessity of sacrifice, and the ancient Israelites were keenly aware of this every second of every day. The realities of sin, death, and the need for sacrifice simply could not be ignored. Why God required it. The purpose was not morbid fascination. It was teaching. Through repetition, God was impressing the truth upon his people that sin and death defile not only people, but everything in their sphere. Sacrifices cleansed sacred objects, the altar, even the tabernacle itself, not because these items had sinned, but because death's contamination had touched them through the people who worshiped there. In many cases, those entering to offer or worship weren't even aware that they had been contaminated in some way. This constant cleansing reminded Israel that death's reach was total, and only God could push it back. And almost all is being cleansed in blood according to the law. And apart from bloodshedding is coming no pardon, Hebrews 9:22. Pointing beyond themselves. The system was never meant to be the final answer. It was a shadow, a foreshadowing of the true antidote. Each lamb, goat, or bull was an acted-out prophecy of the one to come. When Christ arrived, he stepped into a world where the people already understood, deeply, that life came through death. But this time, the life offered was not from the animal realm under man's dominion. It was from the human realm itself, offered by the only man who had ever lived without sin, the cosmic audience. Just as with the plagues in Egypt, the message wasn't only for humanity. The sacrificial system broadcast a lesson to the entire spiritual realm. Sin and death will not have the last word. Every drop of innocent blood spilled in obedience to God was a declaration of his ultimate plan, a plan that would culminate in a sacrifice so pure, so complete, that it would end the need for all others. Chapter 6. Key Takeaways. The relentless sacrificial system taught that life only comes through death, O sacrifices cleansed everything contaminated by death's reach. These rituals pointed forward to Christ, who ended the cycle.